Blog Talk Radio.
That path,
and I went to the United States Army. I did all I could. I embodied that thing, be all you can be. So I was in the Army for like 9.5 years. I jumped out of planes. I rappelled from helicopters. Honey, I did everything I was big, bad enough to do, honey. Yes, ma'am. Laid down with the bugs and the snakes and all of that, honey. I did all of that. Yes, miss me. 5'4", 120 pounds, but I did that. With God's strength. You understand? So, that's what I do. And I got out, you know, after 9.5 years, went to corporate America, did some things in corporate America, a variety of things. I went back to school. I completed my MBA. I went on to get my PhD with an emphasis in marketing. And about 2 years ago, I moved to Atlanta to start my entrepreneurial journey here with State Farm Insurance, where I do insurance and financial services. And again, as I said before, I love the Lord. I also am a professor for Belhaven and Strayer University. I love teaching at Belhaven because it is a Christian-based school. Honey, we start every class with devotion. We read the word. We do testimony service, and we pray. And we ask God to come into their classroom each and every time. So I love what I'm doing. I don't know what's next in my life, but whatever God has for me, I'm going to be ready, honey.
Amen. Woo, honey, you said that. You said that. We've seen in your bio that you were at Fort Campbell. We were able to go to Fort Campbell High School in our day. Military brat, so we've traveled so many places. We tried to go in the military, but they had a height requirement, and we didn't quite make that. But God is good anyway. And so we saw that we had that in common, so we said, we got to bring that up. We got to tell her that. But once more, again, you're going to be having an amazing event coming this weekend. And we have got to let the people know what is going on in Atlanta on Saturday.
Yes. Yes, honey. This Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Tucker, Georgia. It's going to be at the Doubletree Hotel here on it's called the North Lake Doubletree, and it's right here off La Vista Road. And it's called the Women of Purpose Vision Board Party. And I don't know if anybody has ever been to a vision board party, but what a vision board party is when a group of people come together and they illustrate what their goals and aspirations in life are. And so what we do is we take the time and, you know, it's a big old art project where we're cutting out pictures in magazines and we're pasting pictures of what our goals and aspirations are. And so I've heard of a lot of vision board parties, but, you know, God told me to take that thing a little bit further. Number one, he wanted me to make it exclusive. Only if you are a woman of purpose are you invited to this special event. And a woman of purpose has several things. A woman of purpose, number one, is a woman of God. Number two, she is a woman that is a charitable woman that gives back to her community, to others that need her help. She is also one that is focused and is connected with other women of purpose. And she's one that has a vision for her life. And so what I wanted to do with this part is not only allow people to illustrate their goals and aspirations, but also help them to develop an action plan and to connect with other professionals in other areas where they may need help to ensure that it's not just a dream, but it becomes reality. So all of that is happening on this Saturday. And if you're in the listening audience, you don't want to miss this opportunity. I promise you, it is going to be a life-changing, a transforming, epic event.
Yes, yes. We know that it is going to be amazing. We know that it's going to be a purpose-filled event. And so that's what's so important nowadays. The time is getting short. We know time is winding up. Jesus is on his way back. And it's time to get about the purpose in our lives. And doing a vision board party exclusive to the women that are on a purposeful mission, I applaud you for that. We applaud you for that.
Yes. And you know what, Queen? The other thing y'all are so sweet. The other thing that I really want to highlight is that this was a vision that God gave me, but a part of being a woman of purpose, as I talked about before, is being connected with other women of purpose. And I am so excited that I was able to partner with some amazing women that are going to be joining me. Janet Jackson, the Boss Chick, we know her from being in promotion for over 20-something years. She's going to be on the panel. We also have a young lady called Kia Baxter, who's called a Purpose Powerhouse. She's a life coach. And then I have my very good friend, Velma Traham of ThinkZilla PR and Consulting, that will be joining us. And they're going to be talking about some amazing things like being the CEO of your destiny, the power of networking, and finding your purpose, knowing that this is your time, this is your moment. So we're really excited. Again, it's not just about me, but it's about us connecting with like-minded individuals to help us all realize our dreams.
Exactly, exactly. So you're going to have some powerhouses there, Boss Chicks, and Janet Jackson's going to be on the panel. We know her and we love her. She's like a sister to us.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yes, and you're going to have a powerhouse there. Yes, and she's a life coach, and she's going to be there. And so many of us need a life coach to help us get on track to the right goals and in the right direction. So that is amazing, amazing. So do you have a website that other ladies can go to in order to find out how to get tickets?
Yes, absolutely. So if you guys visit Eventbrite, the name of the event is Women of Purpose Vision Board Party. Again, on Eventbrite, it's Women of Purpose Vision Board Party. You can also call our reservation number at 901-606-7966, and you can also find all the information on Instagram at LadyLexy901, that's LadyLexy901, or Lexi Branch on Facebook. So, again, many different ways that you can reach us, but go to Eventbrite. You don't want to wait because there is a limited number of seats for this amazing event. Don't delay. Don't try to wait till the day of the event because you may miss it.
Exactly, exactly. Now, I don't want to jump ahead of anything, but are you going to be planning any other events as far as your vision board? Yes, because I know it's going to be some ladies that just might miss out where they have opportunity to do another one.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's funny that you asked me that, Twin, because I have had several people to say, you know, Lexi, I'm not going to be able to come on November the 5th, but if you have another one, please let me know. So I am thinking about probably doing one in the new year in 2017. But what we're going to do, the ones that are able to attend on this week, we'll have a jump start. We won't have to be getting ready. We'll already be ready when 2017 enters in, and we're going to be ready with our vision board, our plan, our accountability partners, and ready to walk in our purpose. But, yes, there is definitely a plan to do others like this because I really feel that God gave me this vision, and he wants me to help as many women as I can.
Amen. That is beautiful. So beautiful. Because it's such a need with women because, you know, they stereotype women as women that, you know, catty and they go after each other. But you are, you know, setting a standard and coming to the forefront and say, hey, women, we're stronger together than apart. You know, if you have goals, let's help one another, encourage one another to get out there and do what we can do to make this a better place.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what, Twins? It's so funny that God has just I'm not from Atlanta. I've only been here 2 years, but God has really connected me with some powerful women. Like when I think about the people that have already RSVP'd, there are so many different industries that are represented. So we know, you know, we talked about a woman of purpose having to have a spiritual base. We have the amazing Pastor Sabrina McKenzie that has RSVP'd and said that she is looking forward to coming. We have people from entertainment industry. We have people that are doctors. We have people that are lawyers. We have deans of colleges that are coming. So some people have educational goals that they want to reach. Some people have spiritual goals that they want to reach. Some people want to start nonprofits, start their own business. Everything that you think that you need will be at the DoubleTree Hotel for this event. I promise. God is I'm looking forward to God doing an amazing thing on Saturday.
Oh, yes. And we can hear the energy and the excitement in your voice. It's making us excited, and we can't wait to come there and be in the midst of women of empowerment and of greatness, and it has been ordained to do this. And it's just going to be phenomenal. We're so excited. Yay!
I am too. Oh my God, I'm getting nervous because I'm this over the top person, so I'm trying to make sure that I deliver on my promise that it's going to be epic. But you know what? God never lets me down because, you know, I know that my steps are ordered in the Lord, and he gave me this vision. I know that he's going to allow it to come to pass, and he's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think. And I promise it will be a transforming event.
Yes. And one more time, can you give us the address of the location?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you asked me that. So the address for the event is the Doubletree Hotel in Norflake. It's located in Tucker, Georgia. And address, let me get it. I'm sorry, y'all. So here it is right here. It's 4156 La Vista Road in Tucker, Georgia. That's the Doubletree Hotel in Tucker. The address is 4156 La Vista Road.
All right. Well, we want to extend a beautiful thank you to you for being on our show today.
Yes.
We have had lines lit up. Callers waiting, even, you know, men and women. So you may have to turn this thing out and do one for the men, too, you know.
Yes.
So that's amazing. You know? Yeah, isn't that awesome? And we love it. So when you can see that men are seeing what you are doing as a woman of God, that they want to hear and have an ear to hear what you're doing, you know you're in the right path. So, men, thank you for tuning in and listening
and calling in.
And we appreciate you too. We women are getting together, we're banding together, and we're going to make some things happen in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, we are so excited. We want to thank you again for being on our show. We will see
thank
you
guys.
This weekend, Saturday.
Yes.
And we will be pumping it out there. They're probably getting tired of the twins because we're going to be talking about this thing. And when we get there, we're going to keep talking about it. And after it happens, we're going to keep on talking about it because this message needs to get out there. So we thank you, and we're going to be praying for you because we know God is already with you, but we're just going to continue to pray for your strength as you go forth and, you know, you come before these women because, you know, all eyes will be on you, but we know Jesus is going to be all over you, honey. And we're just going to be praying for you.
Thank you guys so much. It was such an honor to be on the show with you guys. It's been a pleasure when I got an opportunity to actually meet you guys in person because I do follow you guys on social media. And then when I had an opportunity to meet you guys at the event that Melody had with the Domestic Violence Gala, it was an honor. And I feel so privileged that you guys would ask me to be a part of what you're doing. And keep up the amazing work that you're doing in the community.
Thank you. We love you already. And we adopt you as our sister. And so we will definitely see you on this weekend.
Yes, ma'am. You guys have a great one.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're listening to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Now, that was an amazing interview with Dr. Alexis Branch.
Yes.
And we just say that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord.
Yes.
And all things are working in your favor.
Yes.
It is intentional that we have met you, honey. And you know what? We will be there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, white teeth gleaming, and we are ready. We are ready for this vision board party.
Yes.
We're going to be snapping pictures every which way but loose.
Yes, and we're so honored to be there and invited to this vision board party because
we were just talking about doing the vision board.
Yes.
And this is the perfect setting, and our sister Janet Jackson, boss chick, she's going to be there.
Yes.
ATL, so we're excited about that, and Pinkzilla, right, she's going to be there, powerhouse. So make sure if you have not gotten your tickets to come to Women on Purpose,
mm-hmm.
Vision Board Party this Saturday, November 5th, you need to get that.
Okay.
And then you can go on Eventbrite and look for that also for that event so you can
Women of Purpose,
Vision Board.
And there's, limited space, so, ladies, get your tickets.
It's going to be celebrities there. It's going to be powerhouse women there. This is going to be huge. So
amazing.
Make sure you get your ticket because we want to see you.
Yeah, and we want to start the new year off the right way.
Right, before it gets here. We can start now. And so, make sure you stop by and talk to the twins, too, because we will be in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, smiles and all.
Yes.
That's how we do it.
Okay.
This is how we do it. And this show has been sponsored by Trendy Motors.
Yes.
We thank you, Trendy, out there. For supporting and sponsoring Talk to the Twins show.
Yes. And if you would like to be a sponsor, you can always call in or email us at twicetwins@gmail.com. That's spelled T-W-Y-C-E, twins, T-W-I-N-S, at G, as in goat, mail.com. Wow. And, of course, you can always follow us on Instagram, Twice Twins, or Talk to the Twins Show. And don't forget to follow Lady Lexi 01 on Instagram, and you will see everyone's posting for the Vision Board Party. Make sure you post. Make sure you
share,
get there.
We want to meet you.
We want to meet you. We want to be powerhouses with all these women and get together and make it happen. Because the world won't know what
you're already a powerhouse in within yourself. So we already know. All these ladies out here, we're all powerhouses. We just got to recognize.
So anyway, we want to thank you again for listening to Angel Wing and Butterfly on PNP. Talk to the Twins.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we have a few more minutes left on our show. So since we have a few more minutes, let's give a moment of a girl talk good advice.
Yes. We want to be positive. We want to stay positive.
So what we want you to do, that listening out there, we want you to think and to go deep into your psyche and say what it is you are. You are.
Oh, yes, I am. And you know what? We, as women, and we're talking to the women today.
And men, too.
We play many roles in life. We have many roles that we play. We play the role as housekeeper, the grocery shopper. We play the role as, you know, bathroom cleaner, fashion police if you have children. So there are so many roles that we play in life, but that does not totally define as who we are. But who you are a child of the Most High King. You are a child of God. That is first. I am a child of God. And that's what you must remember in yourself, within yourself. So a child of God, being a child of God, you are privileged to many things because Jesus did that for you when he rose, when he died on the cross and he rose in 3 days. So know within yourself that you have to walk in authority as a child of God. And so we want you to know today that you are a child of God,
first off.
Yes.
First off. So we do have many roles that we play. So remember, you do your thing with playing your roles. Nobody's perfect, but remember, you are a child of God today. That's what we want to leave with you on PNP Talk to the Twins. You have a blessed day. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to say good night.
Yes.
Talk to the
had an awesome show this evening. We would like to thank you all that tuned in. Of course, you can always listen back to this show and go to Blog Talk Radio and go to PNP Talk to the Twins, and it should be in the archives. So we thank you again for listening and tuning in. We hope that you have a blessed and wonderful night. And we will be posting this show, this link up on our page on Facebook, T2TT.
Yes.
Talk to the Twins. Yes, so make sure you go to that page so you can hear this show as well. We thank you. We love you. There's nothing you can do about it. We wish you Godspeed and His grace and mercy, and may favor fall upon you and your family.
Oh. Woo, honey, I laid that out. Yes, honey, wowzer.
Yes, yes. We love you. Have a great night.